I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The founder of Hope Givers International, M.A. Thomas, has won a small victory in India's Supreme Court. He's been in hiding ever since his son Samuel was arrested on trumped-up charges. Late last week, M.A. received relief from his arrest warrants from the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Hope Givers Michael Glenn says Samuel Thomas's case is stalled in the lower courts, but he and others have been a beacon while jailed.
It's like reading a New Testament verse. They're using their metal utensils for eating, and they're using them as drums and singing songs and rejoicing to the Lord. So I know that God is using that even in a mighty way within the prison system.
Hope Givers is still raising money for the Legal Defense Fund. Next, the U.S. State Department reports that in 2005, American families adopted from China more than from any other country, giving homes to nearly 8,000 Chinese orphans. Since 1999, Buckner Orphan Care International has only helped families in Texas with adoptions from China. They're now expanding that to serve all 50 states. They're excited about the possibilities of helping connect more Christian families with orphan children who need homes where they can experience the love of Jesus. And since 1957, Ghana has made significant strides toward educating her people. While much of the education landscape is geared toward children, there is a concerted effort to helping adults. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says their Oasis International Training Center in Pram Pram serves as a good support for community ministry.
We see our role as more teaching and follow-up work after the evangelism is already done. So we can work hand in hand with the local pastors, and I think that's a big plus for them as well.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.